Our scriptures, as we continue to work with 1 John, comes from the 3rd chapter. You remember that we were taught by Reverend Ashley a couple Sundays ago that we love not only in words and speech, but also in deeds and action. Last week we talked about the fact that God loved us so much that he made that love evident, visual, manifest in giving us our Lord Jesus Christ, who also gives us life. And so today we continue to talk from John about to what spirit do you belong? And we find some verses that help us to know that when we abide in our Lord Jesus Christ, we possess even more deeply that spirit that the Lord wants to give to us. So you'll find on the screens, you may look in your Bible from your pew or maybe a device that you brought today, follow along with the scriptures if you will. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given to us. Let's pray together. Lord, give us that spirit, we pray. Fill us with that spirit. May once again your spirit fill this place and fill our lives so that we may truly know who we belong to. Amen. Well, do you know what spirit you belong to? The writer of John wants us to know there's a simple formula that helps us to discern that spirit and a more perfect way, and to practice joining ourselves to that spirit. It's a simple formula of a stop, come back to me. And we need to turn around in the midst of stopping so that we come back to that spirit to which we belong. You can actually read in John's scriptures that help us to know that we are to possess a very special spirit. And we know sometimes we are more or less possessed by spirits that are negative, that are invasive, that carry us down the wrong roads of life, that give us the wrong attitude. And John was concerned and longed for his people to have that right spirit. And so we find that parallel of stopping and turning and coming back really throughout all of Scripture, but especially in John. A couple of weeks ago, some of the men in the church and I worked with a retreat leader that used this formula with his three-year-old. And so he would practice with his son, stopping, turning around, and coming back. He actually made it into a game, Ben, for his child. And he said, we would get out on the lawn, and I would say, go, and my son would take off. And then I would shout after him, stop, turn around, come back. And he would stop, of course, turn around, come back to his dad. So he said, we practiced it on the lawn at our house. We practiced it on empty sidewalks. We practiced it in the city park. And I would say, go, and then stop, turn around, and come back. He says it was a great game. My three-year-old really loved playing it, and we would play it everywhere and laugh and have fun with it. But he said, One summer, we were in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and we were unloading the car at the motel, and he said we didn't have our eye on Colton. And all of a sudden, Colton, being filled with energy from riding in the car most of the day and being in Gatlinburg and just kind of sensing our excitement of arriving, just took off. And he said, for a moment, I panicked, and I saw the busy street up ahead, and all I could think to do was to shout, Colton, stop. Turn around, come back. And he said, you know, that formula worked. Colton stopped in his tracks just before he reached that dangerous street. And he turned around as I asked him to do, and then he came back to me when he received that invitation. Whenever we come before this table says the same formula, I think, to us, maybe whispering to you today about your life. Maybe you've drifted away from Christ. Maybe you've kind of followed your own paths, and you know it's time to stop and turn around and come back to Jesus. Most important thing we can do as a church is to point persons to Christ and to remind them of his great love for us, spoken so genuinely as we notice the cross that says also, as well as the elements on this communion table, it's time to stop, it's time to turn around, it's time to come back. Because we want to stop and turn around and come back because Jesus wants us to belong to his Spirit. Not just to come back to him just for the sake of it, but to belong to that Spirit. What kind of Spirit do we belong to? And what kind of Spirit do you belong to today? It's kind of interesting that John, who wrote this passage, is involved in another passage of Scripture where Jesus is trying to tutor his disciples about the Spirit they belong to. And you find that story in Luke, the ninth chapter, where Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, and he's going through the area where the Samaritans live. The Samaritans didn't practice their faith in the same ways the Jews did. That's an old story. They had not been friends for a long time. Jesus was always trying to reach out to the Samaritans equally, and he was always trying to bring them into the kingdom and to bring them to himself. And so his last journey, he reaches out a final time on the way to Jerusalem to the cross, and they send an advance party. And he says, go to this village of the Samaritans and ask them if we can have dinner and spend the night in their village. And so when the advance party arrives, they say, no, you're not welcome. You're Jews, and you're not, you know, you're not welcome here. And so Jesus arrives with the rest of the disciples. James and John's in the midst of them, and they tell Jesus, Jesus, you're not welcome here. And John and James hear that, and they say, Jesus, you want us to pray down fire from heaven like Elijah did and consume these people, just incinerate this village? And Jesus, the Bible says, rebuke them. Some of the old translations say, Jesus said to James and John, don't you know who you are? And don't you know to what spirit you belong? And in knowing to what spirit they belong would have made that decision for them. You see, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. He's going there to die for the sins and brokenness of the whole world and for all people. He's not about to separate out the Samaritans, nor is he going to let James and John touch them in any way. And so he says, don't you know who you are? And don't you know the Spirit that you belong to? John tells us if we abide in Christ, that Spirit comes and dwells within us more fully, that we can know the Spirit that we belong to, and that Christ invites all of us to him. Wherever you are today, Jesus is saying to you, stop, stop, turn around, come back to me. You belong to me. You belong to my Spirit. You belong in my family. You belong to us here at home. Stop and come back. And from this table, he nurtures us in that Spirit, because we will say over the bread that's there, this is the broken body of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the life of Christ poured out for you and for many for the remission of sins. To have that ability, Christ has made it possible wherever you are to stop and turn around and come back to him and come back home. There's a story told by the rabbis about Abraham. It's not in the Bible, but it's told by the rabbis. It's written in some of their teaching about Abraham, who, you know, entertained angels in the Old Testament by taking care of guests who came to his tent in the desert. And part of the rules of or the etiquette and custom of the time was to be hospitable to the stranger, as we're taught to do as well in these times. And so Abraham was practicing what he had internalized in so many ways. So guests come in the evening. He invites them to dinner. And when it comes time to offer the blessing, usually the host offered a blessing in these times, and the guest offered a blessing also. And so Abraham offers his blessing, and then the meal commences, and the guest doesn't offer a blessing, doesn't break the bread in the sequence and in the expectation of the host. And so Abraham challenges his guest and says, I notice you didn't offer a prayer of thanks. And, you know, don't you honor God? And the man said, well, Abraham, I don't have a God. And I don't believe in a God. And Abraham couldn't believe it. And so he actually asked him to leave the dinner table and to no longer be his guest. things went along well until that night he had to deal with God, and God speaks to Abraham and says, well, Abraham, where is your guest? And Abraham said, well, I noticed that he dishonored you by not offering any thanks over the meal and said he didn't believe in you, Lord, and so I put him out in the night. And God said, Abraham, I've been dealing with that family for generations, and if I could deal with them for generations, can't you at least deal with them for a few hours? Abraham, don't you know the spirit to which you belong? Abraham, don't you realize that you're not to appoint yourself as the ultimate judge, but you are to represent the spirit which I have given you so that that spirit may bind this man and his family after all of these generations to me. This is your work. Jesus also talked about judgment and said, don't be judgmental in your life. Remember the spirit to which you belong. Don't appoint yourself above God. Judgment is only the work of God. Jesus himself even said numerous times, I'm not here to judge. I've come to seek and to save. It is out of that spirit. We belong to the spirit of generosity. We belong to the spirit that when we receive and receive and receive, we can't help but give and honor God's name. That we were created to be like God, to love like God, to give like God, to create like God, to be forgiven, giving like God. And it is out of that spirit that we come to this table today. May God give us the mercy and grace within our hearts to know what spirit to which we belong. And may we draw close to Christ around this table. And as we receive the gifts of this table, which nurture us in the invisible world, in the spiritual world, may we thank God that he feeds us from our earthly tables, but he also feeds us from that heavenly table that will help us to see more clearly his spirit. And as we draw close and abide in him, even around this table in this time of prayer, that we will know beyond a shadow of a doubt when we leave this place to what spirit we belong. Let's pray together. God, thank you for your spirit that's always in our midst and always working with us. Sometimes we get distracted, oh God, and as we come and see the gifts upon this table, they say to us in the gentle ways that each of us need to hear your voice, my beloved, stop. Stop your fretting. Stop your worrying. Stop thinking that you're in control. Stop thinking that it's all just up to you. Know that I will nurture you and provide for you. I am that spirit that will come along beside you and will open amazing doors and make to come to pass possibilities that you cannot even imagine. Lord, help us to stop and to know that you are God. Help us receive what Christ has offered to us and commanded us to exercise and celebrate, joining in that meal where we are included, where our name is called and provision is made for us. There's a guest seat, O God, here for every one of us that we might abide in you so that your spirit, your very spirit, would live in us.